Hey, this is Roger Weber, and this is the 5-Minute Tirade. It's your Obama Survival Guide. I'm going to lay it straight out for you. Obama supporters are going to rue the day they reelected this fraud Obama. We're 1 week into Obama's second term, and look at the mess we already have. And the list is long and dirty. The stock market has tanked. The Benghazi scandal is unraveling and gets worse every day. All 50 states now have signed petitions to secede from the union. We are facing the fiscal cliff in January if something isn't done to uphold the Bush tax cuts. Companies, large and small, are laying off employees in droves because of the impending Obamacare doom. And all of this is in the first week of the second term of Obama, or shall we call it Jimmy Carter's third term? Well, whatever you want to call it, it's a disaster. I mean, how can the country survive 4 more years of this? Well, we have no choice. We have to get into survival mode and hope for the best. So now we face the reality that the country's very survival depends on the Republicans in the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives is the only firewall we have now between survival and disaster. More specifically, House Speaker John Boehner needs to buck up. If there were ever a time he needs to develop a spine, well, this would be it. We can no longer depend on the mainstream media or the Justice Department or judges or anybody else to be the watchdog for corrupt politicians. In the Watergate cover-up scandal, you remember back in the 70s, the media played a huge role in bringing down Richard Nixon and forcing him to leave office. In the new Petraeus Benghazi scandal, which is 100 times worse than Watergate, the media is actually helping Obama with the cover-up. Now, that is the sad new reality we face, but I remain an optimist. Now, you know what they say, if the glass is half full, you're an optimist. If the glass is half empty, well, you're a Kennedy. Well, I'm sick and tired of seeing all these defeatists in the Republican Party. I cannot deal with people who say it's over and we have lost the country. Do the liberals ever give up just because they lose an election? No, never. In fact, they double down and they come back even stronger. So why in the heck should we concede anything? Now is not the time to quit. Now is the time to get to work and fight even harder. Let me tell you one thing I know for certain. The political pendulum in this country always swings back the other way. There have been many times in the past that the Democrats have been pronounced dead and gone, and look where they are now. In 2008, the Republican Party was pronounced dead, and in 2010, just 2 years later, thanks in part to the Tea Party, they won sweeping victories all across the nation. And in the midterm elections in 2014 will be no exception. Things will swing back our way, trust me. And if the economy continues to get worse and the scandals continue to grow, we may be back sooner than you think. Hey, this is Roger Weber. Be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at 5-Minute Tirade. That's the number 5-Minute Tirade, at 5-Minute Tirade on Twitter. Be there. Let's get the Twitter army rolling. And remember, keep pursuing happiness. Keep pursuing a profit. You got it. Let's keep capitalism legal as long, 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 long as we can. And I'll see you next time.